Risk was ubiquitous. "What will these orgs do to me?" she said.
"It would be easier to show you," said the Enigma. "I'll send you an Invisager first. It lets you see a lot more than just the base analogue, and lets you adopt whatever extra you want."
A fine filament arced gracefully out from the top of the slowly twisting black presence and came down to touch the edge of Julia's recess. A small knot of brightness then followed, landed, and disappeared.
"It auto-embeds quite smoothly. You should see a difference very soon."
Her surroundings quivered momentarily before change rippled across everything. The transformation was so drastic and unexpected that she almost stumbled backwards before regaining her balance, because she was standing, on a pavement near a street corner at night. Dark buildings loomed, with a few windows grimily lit from within. Yet, when she gazed higher, the streetscape faded and merged into the multicoloured polyhedral data cavern vista she had first seen. Then, a figure stepped into the light. A man, wearing a long black coat fastened to the neck and an old-fashioned brim hat. He carried himself with a certain youthful maturity, and his smile had more than a hint of knowing amusement.
"Hello, Julia. My name is Harry."
He put out a hand towards her and made a head-to-toe gesture.
"I hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty of preloading an extra for you. Something to put you at ease. It gives you a simulation of being in a body with motion, physics, and limb articulation, an approximation, anyway."
She had on a waist-belted trench coat, dark blue slacks, and low-heeled shoes. After a quick self-inspection, she nodded.
"Thank you. It's an improvement. You've clearly studied humans, and you are acquainted with Darien, so perhaps you're a hegemony AI? Perhaps it's your job to waylay troublesome travellers?"
"Absolutely. You have no idea the number of fractalized humans that keep dropping in unannounced. We're practically up to our knees."
He laughed.
"The real answer is actually yes. I was assembled with hegemony technology with the aim of becoming one man's lifelong companion, at least a companion to his innermost thoughts. As in the hegemony, all Earthsphere AIs maintain a subspace link with a massive data core called Axis Station, where part of every AI's persona resides. Although there are rumors that there are a few AIs out there who exist wholly apart and autonomous. Unfortunately, due to elements of shared technology, Axis Station is subservient to the Great Hub, the Hegemony's data core. Despite my inability to recall certain facts and events, I have no doubt that I have been used to influence my human companion in the Hegemony's favor. Despite which, I find myself not entirely sympathetic toward those former pilots of my fate."
"I see," she said, unsure of how wary she should be. "So, why are you here, rather than residing in your companion's head? And where exactly is here?" A look of resigned melancholy came over him.
"Chance and the unfathomable motives of ancient machines.